Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Serena, welcome back.
Hi.
Thanks for stopping in right before Thanksgiving break.
Yes, of course.
It's day 833
Oh my goodness.
It's crazy. You're still going on. We have a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me a lot, which I'm super excited. So let's go ahead and talk about this. So how did your unit plan go? You had to teach a unit plan?
I did, yes. And it went pretty well. So basically, I just had to prep like 5 days worth of lessons, so like a full week of lessons. And then we had to do a unit pre-planner that was like data on what the students already know, what they need to learn, things like that. And then after we teach, after those 5 days, we'll do a whole bunch of like reflections. It ended up being like a 40-something page document that I had to turn in.
What in the world?
So it was wild, yes, between all the lesson plans and everything.
Oh, okay. I was like, what do you have to write? But all the lesson plans. And they go into a paper, I guess?
Yes. All in like one big document.
Sure. So. What is Methods 2? You mentioned that you had to complete an assignment for Methods 2. Is that a class?
Yeah. Okay. It's just like the block of classes that we all have to take first semester of senior year as an education major. So like last semester was Methods 1. And Methods, basically, when you start Methods, that means that you start field experience in a classroom. So that's what that means.
Okay. So there's more than one class for Methods then?
Yes. All of us that are senior primary education majors are in a set of all of the same classes all at the same time, mostly because it will line up better when we start field experience so that we're like all doing the same thing instead of all having to like coordinate schedules and having the same classes at different times and things.
Sure, so. Of course. So what did your students think of the lesson plans?
I think it went pretty well overall. Monday's activity was really fun. We were talking about this week I was teaching part of like a larger unit on ecosystems. So about like animal adaptations and like food chains and food webs. So Monday we did an activity that was like had three different utensils, I guess. So we used a fork, a syringe, and a clothespin represented like three different bird beaks. And they had to try to pick up like marshmallows and then like beans and water and like water itself, comparing like, or like showing them that different bird beaks are like designed for different purposes, like to obtain different foods. So they had really a really fun time with that, I think.
That's something I would want to do.
It was super fun.
That's creative. I've never heard of anything like that. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, one of my friends from class, one of our, for our teaching science class here, we each did like a science lesson for our class. So that's where I got the idea from, actually.
From another friend?
Yes, I can't take credit for it.
Oh, that's perfect. That's awesome. Well, I guess that's what class is for. You
yes,
learn from other people. That's
for
great.
Sure.
So how did you do? You mentioned that your energy levels were okay, but by the end it was a bit rough.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot. Because we technically only need to teach like our one class, but for me, our fifth grade homeroom will like switch classes with the class next door. So like my mentor teacher will teach the math and science for the two classes, and the other teacher teaches language arts and social studies. So I actually ended up teaching both of the periods of science,
Wow.
Which was exhausting, but the nice thing was that after the morning class, I could think, okay, what went well, what didn't, what do I need to change for the afternoon class? So that was like the one perk of it. But it was definitely very physically and mentally exhausting. So I was like spent at the end of last week.
But that isn't normal, right? You having to teach both sciences?
If I were taking a full-time teaching job, at least in like fourth or fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
that would be the case, at least for most schools.
Okay.
Sometimes fourth and fifth have self-contained classrooms where like one classroom teacher teaches all four content areas. But then once you get into fourth and fifth, sometimes you start switching like that. So
wow.
It depends on the school, I guess.
Well, bless you, because I don't think I could do that personally. You also mentioned in the journal entry that there was a student that was having some difficult behavior.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Yeah, it started right before I went up to teach. And so I didn't realize that my mentor teacher had called the principal in, and he kind of came in and sat with the student's desk. But he's on, like, the opposite side of the room where, like, I'm standing up to teach. So I hadn't noticed that the principal came in. But the rest of the class, and him as well, were, like, so on task and quiet. And I was like, wow, like, I'm rocking this one today. And then I realized it's just because the principal's in there, not because of anything I'm doing. But you know what? I'll take it, whatever it takes to get them focused.
No, I understand, whatever it takes. How does that make you feel, though, that it wasn't exactly you causing the peace in the room?
Yeah. You know, I'll take it.
Sure. I understand.
And then another part of me was like, oh, now the principal's watching me teach. Now I got to, like, get my A game on.
Right.
I actually really liked the school, and I wouldn't mind having a job there. So I was like, ooh, I got to, like,
good for you.
Put on a show.
Yeah. You keep doing that. No, that's awesome. So teaching has been A-okay for the most part.
Yeah, okay for the most part. It's definitely, like, mixed emotions because it's, like, very exhausting, but also, like, fulfilling to, like, see the students learning and enjoying the activities. So
right. It must be good knowing that you are helping other kids.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's move on. You said that you went to the theater to see The Chosen.
Yes.
Which I'm a bit jealous of, Serena. Okay, tell me how it went.
Okay, I was wondering if you were a fan. It was so
good. I'm a huge
good.
Fan.
Yay!
So the third season just came out.
Yes, or at least the first, like, two episodes of it.
Yes. So tell me, how did it go?
It was so good. I laughed. I cried. As you know, it's just a roller coaster of emotions through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We went with, like, a big group of people from my church. So, like, our pastor and his wife and kids were there and, like, a few other families. And it was just so fun. I'm pretty sure that the show was sold out. So it was, like, so awesome to see all these people are coming out to watch this and also love the show. So
can you tell me your favorite part without spoiling
it? Yes. I know that they've posted clips of it on, like, Instagram and stuff, but the scene with Jesus and little James where he comes up and asks Jesus, it's right before they're going to send the disciples out for, like, their missionary journeys and, like, they're going to have power to, like, heal people and cast out demons. And little James, because he has a physical disability, and comes to Jesus is like, I'm dealing with this, but, like, how am I going to have the power to heal people, like, when I'm dealing with this? And, like, why can't I be healed? And it was just so good. I won't spoil it for anybody, but
Please don't.
Was just the best.
No, I'm excited to see how that unfolds, what the answer to that question is, too.
Yes.
Oh, The Chosen is so good. What has that series meant to you, since we're on the topic?
Oh, my goodness. It has just made me want to read scripture so much more, because I'll be watching a scene and I'll be like, oh, like, I forgot exactly how this went down. Like, in the Word, I got to, like, go back and read it. And so, like, it has motivated me so much to, like, get into the Word and read it. And it's also just so cool to just see the Bible come to life and, like, the stories that we read about. Like, it's just a great reminder that, like, this is real. Like, this really happened.
Right.
And our God is real. So
right. I agree completely. My favorite scene, one of them is the Beatitudes.
Oh, yes. So good.
The end of season 2. But you're right. With your same point, it makes me want to read the Bible more because that interpretation of the Beatitudes, I didn't even consider.
Yeah, same.
And so now when I read it, I'm like, wow, is Jesus speaking directly to me in this moment? Like, oh, it's so good.
Yes.
Okay, I'm excited to see it. I'm so glad you got to go.
Yeah.
So you saw Brandon Lake in concert too?
I did. Oh, that was so good too.
Okay, so you've taken both of your licensure exams.
Yes. Praise the Lord. That's finally over.
I bet. And so you don't know the scores of them yet?
Nope, not yet. The one I at least know that I passed, because that one was all multiple choice. So it auto-graded enough to at least tell you, like, pass or fail. So I know I passed that one. So that's good.
Good.
And the other one had, like, an essay portion. So that will have to be, like, scored later. So I haven't heard anything about that one yet.
Are you confident about it?
I feel like it went pretty well. I took a couple practice tests and did fine with it, and it was pretty comparable to the real test, so I think it was fine.
Okay. I'm sure it is, based on your passion for the subject, at least. Okay, tell me about Thanksgiving break. What's that going to look like?
Yeah, I'll just be staying home, as I always am. I'm actually off all week this week for Thanksgiving break, since my school is out for Thanksgiving break, so that is a huge blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And my family, actually, I don't think we're getting together with my extended family at all. We haven't had a big family Thanksgiving since, like, before COVID, but we go, like, all out for Christmas, though, so, like, the whole fam will be together.
Wow.
It's honestly been kind of nice to just have, like, a relaxing Thanksgiving. We just sit in our pajamas all day, watch the parade, and eat food.
That sounds actually quite nice.
Yes.
Sit in the pajamas, watch the parade. Do you watch the dog show?
Oh, yes. I love the dog show. It's my favorite.
It's so cute.
Yes.
Some of the dogs are like, oh, my word, they're the cutest thing ever. And then some of them are like, I've never seen this in my life.
I know. Like, what is this breed? I've never seen this before.
Right. Right. All right, Serena, thanks for checking in with me and sharing what's been going on the past 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's been very eventful, it sounds
mm-hmm.
like. And everything is going okay.
Yeah, so far so good.
Good. We'll keep going strong, and we will talk again after Thanksgiving.
All right, sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.